you.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
Welcome. Welcome in the name of our crucified and risen Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Today, death has been conquered once and for all. Jesus, who was dead, is now alive, never to die again. Thanks be to God. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, number 457, we heard in the prelude, Jesus Christ is risen today. Please stand as the cross enters the church. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. That's on page 151 and following. All during our Lenten season, we have been refraining or fasting from saying Alleluia and singing the hymn of praise. We fast no more. We will sing our hymn of praise. We will resound with the Alleluias, and we'll make sure that we're on the right page at the right time. Our hymn of praise today will be, This is the Feast of Victory for our God. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, You have set us free from sin, death, and the power of the devil. This freedom has been won for us by the life, death, and resurrection of Your Son, Your only Son whom You love, Jesus Christ our Lord. Heavenly Father, as You have delivered this freedom and salvation to us in the waters of holy baptism, teach us to live in that freedom as Your beloved children. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 457.
worship, divine service, setting number one, page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if
we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most
merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to His people on earth.
Almighty God the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, your Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Job chapter 19. Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Do you not know that a little leaven is the whole lump?
Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Hymn 478. Please be seated.
For Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.
Please be seated. Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. I want these words to ring and resound in your head and in your heart and in your lives today and tomorrow and every tomorrow that the Lord gives you. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Freedom from what? Freedom from sin. Freedom from death. Freedom from the power of the devil. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. How has He done this? Through Jesus. Jesus. Our scripture reading for today calls Him our Passover Lamb. Jesus. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus, the once and for all offering that all of the offerings in the Old Testament pointed forward to. Christ, through His perfect life, His obedient death, and His glorious resurrection, has set you free. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. God's Word for today gives us a title of Jesus that we may not be as familiar with, especially on this Easter celebration. The Lamb of God? Absolutely. The suffering servant? Certainly. Our Passover Lamb. We don't think much or talk much about the Passover Lamb, Jesus. Maybe you had a chance to watch the epic movie last night. It's on every Saturday before Easter, has been forever and ever and ever. Ten Commandments, Charlton Heston. We saw a picture of the Passover Lamb. Let my people go. I will give you, God says, Exodus 12 and following, a lasting covenant. Take a male sheep, 1 year old, without spot or defect. Slaughter him. Take some of the blood of this lamb and put it over the doorposts of your home. I will send an angel of death. And when the angel of death sees the blood, the angel will pass over your home. It was a night of wailing. It was a night of extreme vengeance and suffering and death. And yet in the midst of it all, God provided salvation. God provided deliverance. How? Through the blood of the Lamb. Without the shedding of blood, God's Word clearly teaches, there is no forgiveness of sins. Well, you can shed all your own blood. Won't do you any good. Blood has to be holy, perfect, innocent. That's why it needed to be the blood of the Passover Lamb. But that Passover Lamb and that Passover celebration had to be repeated again and again and again, year after year. It was never finished until our Passover Lamb, Jesus Christ, stretched out His arms on Calvary's cross, bled and died once and for all. For all people, that means you. for all sin, that means your sin, for all time, past, present, future, Christ, once and for all, the Passover lamb shed for you. There's one aspect of the Passover celebration that seems to kind of go over our heads. We're not really in the bread-making routine anymore. It used to be a staple. I know when I was a kid, my mom would get up early and knead the bread, and it had to be just right. The yeast had to be put in. It couldn't be too hot. It couldn't be too cold. The bread would rise. We don't live our lives like that much anymore, do we? Oh, maybe a few of you do. You probably go to the local bakery and buy your bread. You don't even have to think about it. Or maybe you have one of those fancy bread machines that was so popular in the 80s and 90s. And now are popular at just about every garage sale throughout town. Or maybe you buy the frozen dough. And then the most complicated thing you have to do is figure out when to take it out of the freezer. If you don't allow enough time, you have tiny little rocks instead of rolls. And if it's too warm or too much time, your little roll is about this big. God's Word for today teaches us that in that dough and in that yeast of the dough is a picture of the Christian life. Isn't that wild? Isn't that crazy? A little leaven, yeast, leavens the whole lump, the whole dough. Today, we might say, along with Michael Jackson, one bad apple spoils a whole bunch. God's Word is teaching us through this word picture of leaven, yeast, and dough, lump, a loaf, the life of a Christian. What in the world does this have to do with Easter? Well, let me ask you a question. What in the world does the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead have to do with your life? What difference does it make? Easter breakfast? Sunrise service? Get dressed up for church? Easter egg hunt? Most of the world does that stuff. What difference does it make that Jesus rose from the dead? Maybe you're thinking right now, I don't know. What difference does it make? There are many people in this world who deny the reason why we gather here today. It's a nice story. It's a myth. It didn't really happen. Maybe one of you gathered here today or listening on the radio thinking that exact same thing. My friends, how can you be sure that the reason we gather here today is real, is true? In 1 Corinthians 15, God's Word teaches us that there were eyewitnesses of the resurrection. Now, I don't know about going on court here in the state of Nebraska or maybe even federal court. I don't know how many witnesses you would count as valid testimony. 2, 3, 5, 10? What would it take? What would it take for you if you were sitting on a jury to be convinced that something was the truth? Would 550? Or 600? Would that help? My friends, Jesus really died on a Friday we call good. And 3 days later, He who was dead is alive. We have hundreds and hundreds of eyewitnesses to this fact. Can you imagine what it would take to transform lowly disciples, fishermen, tax collectors, into the most bold evangelists that the world had ever seen? Only one thing. Somebody who was dead and is now alive. There are many things in God's Word that are mysteries. It is impossible for our simple human brains to understand how God can be one God in three persons in one God. How the Lord's Supper can be bread and wine and at the same time the body and blood of Jesus. How the water in holy baptism could be anything more than water. But God's Word says it is a life-giving water, a water of regeneration and renewal. Earlier we heard the pastor speak. Human words, right? God's Word says no. That when God speaks through that called and ordained servant of the Word, your sins are forgiven. How do we know that any of this stuff is true? Because Jesus was dead and now He is alive. You give me anybody who was dead and is now alive, and if He says something, I will listen. This is why we are here. Our faith is founded on the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He is risen and we can cling and trust His words. You have been given new life in Jesus Christ through the waters of holy baptism. And what God is telling us today, teaching us about yeast and bread and lumps and loaves and all these kind of things. If the gospel of Jesus Christ, if His resurrection is not making a difference in your life, you are not alive. You are not alive in Christ. My friends, God has given us this new life in Christ. Christ, the Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed. You really are unleavened bread. God has given you this new life. Be careful. Be careful. There is no such thing as a little sin. Sin always keeps us longer than we ever intended to stay. Sin always costs us more than we ever intended to pay. It starts out as little, and like a little yeast, before long, the entire lump has been infected. That's the problem going on here in 1 Corinthians 15. The congregation is very tolerant. Tolerant of sin. Tolerant of sexual sin. They brag about it. Look at how tolerant we are. Oh, sure, we know what God's Word says, but we're more enlightened. We have better words than the Lord. God, through Paul, says, you have puffed yourself up like a loaf that is completely worthless. That little bit of yeast has ruined the entire lump. My friends, there are two ways. There are two ways where this sinful yeast infects us. We who have been given new life in Christ. We who are this unleavened bread in Jesus Christ. One is with our doctrine and another is with our life. God's Word teaches us that even the slightest bit of false teaching, before long, ruins the entire faith. That is why we must be constantly on our guard. That's why we must be reading and studying and inwardly digesting God's Word. Because it is only in God's Word that we know what God's Word teaches. And the other part is our lives. How easy it is to listen to the words of the world with regard to right and proper conduct. How easy it is to listen to the voice of the old Adam or the old Eve that lives inside of us. Yes, 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 I know what God's Word says, but a little leaven leavens the whole lump. My friends, in our teaching and in our lives, God's Word says, get rid of the old leaven. Get rid of the old yeast. We would say it today, repent and believe the good news. As a part of the Passover celebration, for 7 days they could only eat unleavened bread. And before this 7 day period took place, people were to make a search. They were to scour their houses. They were to get rid of any tiny bit of leaven, any tiny bit of yeast, lest they be tempted to break the Passover. Sounds kind of silly, doesn't it? Doesn't sound like that big of a deal. Anyone found with yeast during that 7 day period was immediately excommunicated from the community. That's how serious God's Word and God's law is. My friends, we can admit, can't we, that far too often we've tried to play one side against the other. We've tried literally to have it both ways. We've tried to bear the name of Christ and call ourselves Christian and yet pick and choose which parts of God's Word we want to listen to and we want to believe. We have applied God's Word to others in our own judgmental attitudes and thoughts and words. But when it comes to ourselves, oh, we're really quite tolerant. Anything goes. My friends, God's Word today teaches us that Easter is not a once-a-year celebration. Easter is every day. Easter is every day because we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ each and every day in our lives. It is in Him and in His life that we live and move and have our being. God's Word calls us today to cast out the old leaven of malice and evil. Two very generic words, which pretty much encompass every sin. Galatians 5 says it this way, "Now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, revelries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Instead, my friends, as this old leaven of malice and evil is removed from our lives by the power of God's Word, we, unleavened bread, will live in sincerity and truth." Again, two purposely generic words that encompass everything that is good and right about God and His Word and holy living. Paul says it this way, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit." My friends, we who oftentimes have been very hypocritical in our approach to Christ and His Word and the new life that He has given us and called us to, today, hear and know and believe that the Passover Lamb, Jesus Christ, has been slain for you. His blood covers over all your sins, every one of them. Every guilt, every shame, every thought, word, and deed has been paid for in full by Jesus Christ for you. His resurrection is real, and God's stamp of approval that your sins are forgiven. And now, we who have been the recipients of forgiveness, life, and salvation, given this freedom in Jesus Christ, remember, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Live in the love and joy and life and freedom that Christ has won for you, our Passover Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Having heard the Word of God, we are bold to confess this new life in Jesus. This morning we use the words of the Nicene Creed, page 158. Please stand as you're able. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, in the life of the world to come. Amen.
In addition to the prayers as listed in your news and notes, we remember Good Shepherd member Desi Kessler, who is suffering from a blood clot. Risen and glorious Lord, we are gathered at Your bidding around Your word and table. And now we bow before You in prayer that You may deliver to us Your mercy, and not only to us, but to all people as they have need. Almighty God, You kept Your promise and delivered up Your own Son to be our Savior. By His sacrificial death, our sins are forgiven. And by His rising again, we have the hope of everlasting life. Keep us in this holy joy throughout the Easter season and in all our daily lives, that we may not be afraid before our enemies, nor give in to the temptation of despair in the days of our troubles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, you have raised up in every age and generation those who serve your people with your word. Even now, raise up pastors, missionaries, and church workers, and bless those who serve in your church, bringing us the truth of Christ crucified and risen, and leading us to seek the things that are above. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Lord, you hold all the might of man in your hand, and hold accountable those who govern in this and every land. Bless our president, Congress, our governor, our mayor, our magistrates, and all civil servants, that they may serve with integrity and pursue the causes of peace, justice, and freedom for the good of all people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Everlasting Lord, the things of this life come and go, and only your word is eternal. Give us wisdom to use well the things of this world, that they may glorify you and serve your purposes. Help us as we care for our families and loved ones, and keep us from forgetting the stranger in our midst, the unemployed, the homeless, and the oppressed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father of all mercies, show your everlasting kindness to the sick, those who suffer, and all people according to their needs. Grant them healing as you will, strength for the day, patience under trials, and peace at the last, especially all those who have requested our prayers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Father, your Son has given us this blessed communion of his body and blood, that we may be fed and nourished to everlasting life and equipped to do the good works of him who has given us life. Give us a clear conscience by the forgiveness of our sins, and grant us faith that we may receive this holy sacrament for our good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of grace and glory, you have delivered us from sin and brought us to new and everlasting life in your Son. Bring to nothing all the efforts of the enemies of your gospel, and fill the hearts of your people with peace, so that we may pray with confidence according to our Lord's bidding, and rejoice in this Easter joy now and always. Through Jesus Christ, our risen and eternal Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit are one God, now and forevermore.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Welcome in the name of our resurrected Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of the resurrected Christ for you would fill your heart and your lives and drive away all that old leaven. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
We stand and we sing the offertory, page 159. And salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sin of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now this true body and precious blood of our crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart with peace, with great joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and we sing the post-communion canticle, page 164. Thank the Lord.